What's that?
Dysentery. I know they have it, but still, I don't know too much about it.
What about a disease that makes your skin turn yellow?
Well, they call it something else. They got it in the county here now, and they ain't got it up in Crawford. Some of the schools have got it. We always called it yellow jambas back when I was growing up. And your skin gets yellow as it can be, and the white of your eyes will be yellow. And you feel sluggish, it works on your liver. And they've got it here now, about 22 cases. And of course, I won't get my chronicles tomorrow, and they was 22 cases last week, but we ain't got none up in Cross yet. It's in some of the schools, Pleasant Hill and out in the county at some place. They brought it from Monty Ray, I think. Somebody moved it, had had it in Monty Ray, and that's what got started.
Yeah.
They sent the children to school, you know.
When you, if you have a pain down here where your appendix is, you might have...
Well, it's always on your right side. When you say it, you think your appendix is, it's your appendix you have to have removed.
Yeah, do you call that operation?
Yeah, because they have to cut in.
What, appendix?
Appendix operation.
Okay. Do you remember what people used to call it?
Appendicitis.
Okay. And if you eat something that you shouldn't have eaten, you might get sick and just...
Vomit.
Okay. What other words were there for that?
Well, you'd call it upset stomach. Vomiting may get upset stomach and make you vomit. Have pains in different ways.
Are there any other words for vomit? Like not very nice words?
Well, they used to call it throwing up. Back in my day, they didn't call it vomit.
Yeah.
And of course, you do throw it up.
Yeah.
But I think vomiting is the right name.
Okay. If you invite somebody to come over and see you this evening, and you want to tell them you'll be disappointed if he doesn't come, you say, now if you don't come,
I'll be disappointed.
Okay.
That's one of the worst feelings there was. Somebody tells you they're coming and you look and look and they don't come. That disappoints you and gets you nervous.
Yeah.
It does me.
Yeah.
I love to have company as good as anybody.
Yeah.
I love for people to come visit me and talk with me. I'd feel like I didn't have a friend in the world if they didn't come visit.
Yeah.
They say I have more kinfolk than anybody ever seen and said, you have more company. They thought you were some of my kinfolk, everybody did. And I told them it was when I went out there and that man, I thought that was so nice of him to come and help you visit.
Yeah. Do you remember what, if a boy started paying a lot of attention to a girl, you might say, and coming over to see her a whole lot, you might say that he was...
He's getting my interest in something like or something that everybody would say.
What about courting her, going with her?
Well, courting's like anything else. If you see somebody you love that well, why, you just give your whole life for them. And then if they go down on you, why, that just, all they want, you know, they don't want to go suicide or something sometimes.
Yeah.
It's a bad feeling, I guess. I never had it to do, but I've seen people that it looked like they'd take their meds in it.
Yeah. Okay, what if a boy and a girl go together, the boy she would call him her
sweetheart.
Okay. And the girl would be his
sweetheart.